All right, got all your Christmas shopping done yet? No, no way. What the heck? There's still today and, you know, maybe tomorrow morning. Good afternoon. Eric Carpenter here. This is KCVL KCRK. It is kind of a dark gray day. We do want to pass along, if you are traveling south and you end up down at Loon Lake, plan on a lengthy delay. In fact, just talked to a lady. She says she'd been waiting 20 minutes to get through the roundabout there at Loon Lake. There was a one car and cement truck, non-injury rollover collision. All right, we're talking about putting a cement truck on its side. Well, that's partially blocking right there at the intersection of Highway 395. At Loon Lake, the blocking, you can't much get to Loon Lake. You can't go down 395. You can't turn off to State Route 292. Well, you can. The state patrol's on scene alternating traffic, but traffic is backed up about 20 minutes. Some areas, that low fog is still hanging around and things aren't clearing off real good today. We had a little bit of fog locally earlier, but some areas, Department of Transportation says they still have visibility issues at some locations.
Saunders Furniture Store on your list to visit. Exciting home furnishings, some absolutely exquisite. There are mattresses and couches, comfortable chairs, all sizes. Love seat sofas, desks, numerous shopping surprises. Living room, bedroom, dining room sets, window blinds, treatments as good as it gets. Twins, queens, kings, what size bed do you need? Mattress toppers, pillows on lots of choices feed. Vanities and mirrors, armoires and chests, all the comforts for home, your life will be blessed. A must-adjustable bed base, you'll be a happy camper. Your swollen feet will thank you, yourself you need to pamper. Outdoor necessities for lounging and entertaining, outdoor dining tables, new friends you'll be gaining. At Saunders Furniture Store, find a very large selection. Browse Saunders Outlet, worth your time and inspection. 279 South Main Street in Colville, Saunders Place. They would be very happy to look upon your face. A friendly atmosphere at Saunders Furniture you'll find, so do yourself a favor and experience one of a kind.
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Well, Kathy McMorris Rogers was in Kettle Falls in Colville on Tuesday, talked with a bunch of the government types. Well, we hear some more from Kathy McMorris Rogers today, talking about things that she's working on in federal legislation.
I'm really excited right now to be serving as the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, and it's a major committee in the House that oversees all of the energy legislation, commerce, so broadband, closing the digital divide. That's been a priority issue. I believe in an all-of-the-above approach to energy, and that energy is foundational to our lives. It's the lights, it's our heat, it's our air conditioning, it's what powers our economy. And so continuing to promote energy solutions across the board. I just had a bill pass the House to ban uranium from Russia. You're like, so how does that impact Colville? Well, right now we're spending billions of dollars purchasing uranium from Russia so that we can keep our nuclear plants going in the United States and right here in Washington State also, right? And that makes no sense to me that we would be making ourselves dependent upon Russia. We haven't been doing the mining or processing here in the United States, and we need to get that back. We need to get manufacturing and mining and processing back here in the United States and here in Eastern Washington. But on this committee, certainly I've done a lot of work on closing the digital divide. I heard how things are going in Ferry, Pondre, and Stevens counties as far as getting broadband, getting internet connections for people. Certainly that is key issue coming out of COVID-19 and the pandemic and the lockdowns, is the importance of people being connected. There's a lot of money that's been put into this, but also the maps. We've been working to get the maps updated so that we're not duplicating effort, but we're really focusing on the unserved, underserved region. That's been one of my top priorities. And then also being technology neutral, because we need to deploy in a way that makes economic sense. AI is definitely a hot topic on Capitol Hill. In the Energy and Commerce Committee, and we've had several committee hearings around AI. We've had a committee hearing focused on AI in healthcare. And just today, I heard at the mental health clinic at the Stevens County Counseling that they're using AI now, a demonstration project here in Stevens County, where they'll be able to take the information from a client and be able to process it quicker and get more targeted support for an individual. But I'm also working on privacy and data security legislation. I've been working on this for several years. I believe it needs to get on the president's desk, but I believe we must protect our individual privacy online, and that we as individuals must have more control over what profile that people have. We need to have the right to know that. And then what's being collected, how it's being sold or used, or where it's being stored. If it goes outside of the United States, we need to know that. And that is really important now with AI. I'm continuing to work on that bill. I hope to have something introduced shortly. That's also very important to our kids. I heard a little bit from the superintendent of Colville Public Schools about the concerns around social media and phones and the amount of time that kids are on their screens. The bill that I'm working on would protect our kids. It would prohibit the tracking of kids online, or the targeting of kids, or even the collection of sensitive data on kids that are 17 and under. And I believe it is critical that we get a privacy bill in place, a national privacy standard to protect us online, because right now there is no limit on what people can collect. Businesses, other entities, they buy data, not just here, but also around the world. China is buying a lot of our data, health data, and it is critical that we get this bill worked out this year.
All right, there you have it, Kathy McMorris Rogers talking about, you go on the internet and it's kind of the Wild West still. You know your information is headed straight to China and all over the world. People you really don't want to know everything about you. All you have to do is see what ads you get. All you have to do is talk about anything, and all of a sudden you start getting bombarded with things. Right now there are quite a few members of Congress blasting this giveaway that gives $30 monthly broadband discounts to people with low incomes. It is an absolute fiasco, totally wasteful, and maybe it's just being abused by some of the internet companies. But we've got to stop wasting so much federal money. It's easy to throw tons of money at the internet and think that things are going to be good, but on the whole, you get the feds involved and they're just going to waste the money.
There's a new real estate firm in Colville. 4 Degrees Real Estate, based in Spokane, has opened their first branch office in Colville. The agents at 4 Degrees Real Estate have the experience you need and want when it comes to selling or buying real estate in the Tri-County area, whether it's homes or land or commercial. From start to finish, 4 Degrees agents advocate for their clients with professionalism and understanding. Call branch managing broker Len Brandt at 509-680-3916 to schedule a no-obligation meeting to find out the value of your home or to learn more about real estate investing. 4 Degrees Real Estate, your new choice for real estate in Northeast Washington.
4 Degrees Real Estate wishes you all the love, spirit, and cheer that this season has to offer. Happy holidays from 4 Degrees Real Estate.
Well, Delta says the passengers were amazingly congenial and friendly and thankful. Man, if I was on this flight, and I've had quite a few flight delays in the last few months, but an unexpected turn last night. 166 passengers, 13 crew members. They were flying Delta, and they get to Seattle, and Seattle is sucked in. You can't land. So the plane gets diverted to Yakima due to bad weather in Seattle. And boy, did it turn into a logistical nightmare. First off, Yakima Airport is the primary diversion site for SeaTac. Okay, you would think maybe they would have thought twice about this flight and gone to Portland, but they didn't. Okay, so they go to Yakima. And over this last year, this is the fifth plane that diverted to Yakima from Seattle. But first time that they had to deal with an international flight. So a few minutes before the aircraft was going to land, the airport director was notified that it was incoming. Well, he got right on it, got a hold of the Yakima Police Department, and their personnel scrambled, got out to the airport as quickly as they could. The flight crew, because it was a long flight, obviously, London to Seattle, and they circled Seattle for a while, hoping to land. They weren't able to. They go to Yakima. Well, the crew was getting right to the end of their maximum hours that the government allows them to be on duty. And on top of that, the plane was starting to run low on fuel. So they land in Yakima. The passengers were stuck on the plane until U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents could drive from Seattle and process them. The passengers couldn't get off the plane until Border Patrol got there. Then they could get off the plane and they got into the terminal. Well, you know, it takes a while to drive from Seattle to Yakima. Couldn't let the passengers off the plane. Would have been a violation. Well, Yakima Police Department, good guys there, they realized, man, these guys got to be hungry. The flight from London to Yakima, and then they're going to sit on the plane for hours. So the Yakima Police Department took it on themselves. They ordered up 40 pizzas and got on the plane and passed around the pizza. The passengers very appreciative of that. In the meantime, the airport, they had this plane out on the tarmac that wasn't originally scheduled. The crew couldn't fly the plane out because their number of hours on duty had expired. So Delta was flying in another crew for that plane. In the meantime, a regular Alaska airline flight was coming in from Seattle, had to land at Yakima. Well, the London passengers had endured the long flight. They were on the plane. Eventually, Border Patrol got there. Took them about 3 hours before Border Patrol got there, and then it took another hour hanging out in the terminal because they had to be processed. And then they got the new crew from Delta in. They got it refueled and went to leave. And something went haywire. They had to sit for 2 hours out on the tarmac waiting to take off. Thanks, they had to get clearance at Seattle. Weather had cleared up enough. But apparently all the passengers did take it in stride. And that will be an eventful trip from London to Seattle that they'll be telling the grandkids about.
When your vehicle is involved in an accident, you want collision repair performed by highly trained experts. Since 1984, Carey's Auto Body has been your specialist. We handle the complete repair process to get you back on the road as quickly as possible. Carey's Auto Body works carefully with your insurance company to repair your vehicle to before accident condition. Carey's Auto Body, 1101 South Main in Colville. Log on to carriesautobody.com or call 509-684-2585.
A jury clearing the three Washington police officers of all criminal charges. From that 2020 death of Manuel Ellis, he was a black man, shocked, beaten, restrained, face down on a Tacoma sidewalk. Two of the officers, Matthew Collins, Christopher Burbank, they had been charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter. The third officer, Timothy Rankin, charged with manslaughter, found not guilty on all counts. Pierce County Medical Examiner had ruled Ellis's death a homicide caused by oxygen deprivation. Lawyers for the officers said a high level of meth in his system and heart irregularity were to blame for his death. The lawyer for Ellis family says the verdict is devastating. All right, that's kind of what's going on this Friday afternoon. Again, a reminder, you've got about a 20-minute wait down at Loon Lake to get through the roundabout area there. A cement truck rolled over on its side. It was a one cement truck non-injury rollover collision that occurring about a little after 10 o'clock this morning. But just before noon news, a lady called. She had been waiting 20 minutes to get through that intersection. Plan accordingly.
Got water? Why not have great water? Fogle Pump and Supply can give you great water. Water free of that rotten egg smell, heavy metals like uranium, arsenic, and lead. With products like the Reionator and special filters, Fogle Pump and Supply can deliver pure, good-tasting water to your home. Just bring them a water sample or Fogle will take one for you. So why settle for just water? Have great water, soft and free of things that sometimes spoil your water. See Fogle Pump and Supply, the water professionals.
Washington State University and Oregon State University reaching an agreement with the 10 schools departing from the Pac-12. All 12 schools releasing a joint statement late last night. Said they were pleased to have reached an agreement in principle that ends litigation. WSU and OSU presidents say the departing schools agreed to forfeit a portion of distributions over the remainder of the 23-24 season with protections against future liabilities. So now it's up to Washington State and Oregon State to piece together a new conference. The Pac-12 is not dead, but the NCAA gives them 2 years to get things put in place with enough teams in the league. Of course, it was last week that the Washington Supreme Court did not review the appeal to a Whitman County judge's ruling. And that ruling is what gave WSU and OSU full control of the Pac-12. The University of Washington Huskies, they had a late rally, 73-66, the win over Eastern Washington last night. Huskies now 8-3. They've won 4 in a row. Eastern, with the loss, saw a 3-game win streak end. But a good, tough game, because you remember the Huskies took it to Gonzaga when they played over in Seattle. WSU Cougars, they got the win last night. It came right down to it over Boise State. 66-61, the final score. That game played at the Spokane Arena. A 3-point shot by Isaac Jones gave the Cougars a 62-58 lead, 1:27 remaining. Boise State, they nailed a 3-pointer on the next possession. WSU turned the ball over. Boise State missed a shot. It ended up the win with a pair of free throws by WSU by Isaac Jones, who had 21 points on the night. 66-61, the final. A couple hours from now, 2:30 this afternoon, Tenasket and Colville play high school basketball. We'll have that on 92.1 KCRK. Earl Adams will have the play-by-play. Colville-Tenasket basketball. That's going to be on KCRK. A look at today's local weather forecast brought to you by Forget Me Not, 173 South Main. Now, if you're still looking for those last-minute those Christmas gifts, this is the place to go. 173 South Main, the Navajo Cowgirl Boutique. A lot of Western clothing, Judy Blue denim, shoes, accessory, local souvenirs, home decor. Great gifts for anybody. Just stop in. Forget Me Not, 173 South Main. Still might get some drizzle this afternoon. Tonight, maybe a little rain, maybe turning to snow. If we get the precipitation, it's going to be snow. 23, the expected overnight low. No, little or no snow accumulation expected. Mostly sunny tomorrow, 35 the high, 20 overnight. 33 on Sunday, 21 overnight on Christmas Day, 33 with partly sunny skies. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's going to be again on again, off again, rain. Temperatures about where they have been. Forget Me Not, right downtown, 173 South Main. They're there today. Perfect time to be getting those last-minute gifts. No wind. The barometer down a little bit, 29.98. 41 degrees. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric Carpenter. It's 26 after 12 noon at KCVL, KCRK.